This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Chelsea, what are your plans tonight for the draft? You big draft gal? I feel like you're just like, I want to see who the Titans get. Everything else, I don't care about. Am I not giving you enough credit here?
I do like the draft. I just think from a betting standpoint, it's not my favorite thing to bet on. So I think that, you know, when we talk about the draft, the conversation is, I like the draft, but don't ask me for like a ton of bets, because it's one of those information markets to where if you don't know some inside information, all the information that I have is the same information that the books have available. So like there's no game being played and there's a lot of smoke screens. So for that reason, like I'm not going to bet on it, but I will watch the theater of it. My primary complaint is just that it takes forever, because that's the thing. Like they make this into such a huge production that you're just waiting and waiting and waiting. And so by the time it gets to, you know, the 10th pick, you're ready for bed. So I'm glad that the Titans have one of the top 10 picks. I will certainly stay awake for that. But also I'm like on Europe time too. So there's telling what time I go to bed. Because I think London and Paris were like maybe 6 hours ahead. So I was used to going to bed like a lot earlier. So we'll see how long it lasts tonight.
Well, you're going to have to carry me tomorrow. Just so you know, you need to get a good night's sleep tonight, because I am helping the Commanders cover the draft tonight live in D.C. And it's going to be late. And then I'm going to come home and I'm going to hit the sack and I'm going to chug some coffee tomorrow morning. And I'm going to come in and put my feet up and say, Chelsea, what did you see last night? So you're going to be on double duty tomorrow. I'm going to be exhausted. My biggest challenge tonight is, since we're going to be live at not a beer garden, but close here in D.C., is not to have a drink or two after the draft. And I can't do it. It's going to be way too late. So I think my work schedule will actually keep me in line, which is a good thing.
So will you be drinking during the draft? Because I don't know the vibes of your coverage with the Commanders. How loose is it? Can you have a beer?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty loose. If they put you in downtown D.C. at a place that serves craft beer, that is a large hall with a ton of fans, pretty loose. Pretty loose. I mean, at the end of the best run I ever had, I'm an old man now, but there was a time when the Caps were... when I was working in TV, when the Caps were winning and they won the Stanley Cup, and my job for the night, my hand of God, was go to the bar, have a couple beers, interview the fans, and then let's talk after the game. I'm like, this sounds amazing. They're like, yeah, sit there, drink with the fans. Don't overdo it. While you're having some beer, because Caps fans will go to the same place or similar places here in D.C., I knew a lot of fans that I'm still close with to this day. And be like, have some beer, hang out, we'll film it all, we'll run it, and then ask them some questions. I'm like, you're telling me my assignment tonight is to go down to a bar and drink for a little bit and then talk about it? They were like, yes. And I was like, well, I guess I'll just have to do it. So I don't know if that necessarily translates to the Commanders. Look, it's a different time now in 2024, which is not to say go out and get wasted, but I'm saying everything is about authenticity now, and with all the platforms that we see, having a beer with the fans or on set, is it's just not the big deal that it used to be, you know?
Yeah, I think people have certainly loosened up, at least when it comes to the clothes. Like, you see fewer people dressing up. But tonight's the first round, correct?
Yes.
Will they only be... do the Commanders only have one first-round pick?
They do. It's just the second overall
pick. Yeah, so it's one
guy. Exactly.
And that's
so
all you have to analyze.
Yes, and we'll probably stick around a little bit just in case a trade is made. But yeah, how hard is it to say, oh, they took Jaden Daniels, just like we thought. Are you guys thrilled with the pick? Everyone will be thrilled with the pick. May, there might be some debate there, but unless they go off the rails and do something like with the second pick, the Washington Commanders select Bo Nix out of Oregon, people would lose, like it would just be... which secretly I kind of want it to happen. Just I want to be there for the chaos. It won't happen, but you know how it is when someone just decides, oh, you had no idea what we were going to do. We put off the shocker. But yeah, it's going to be a big celebration, so it's not going to be too difficult to do.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me of one of my favorite annual traditions, and that is watching New York Jets draft day blunders, where they have like all of the audio compiled of all of their terrible drafts and the fans just being irate. Like, and the New York Jets select fullback, and people are like, oh no. So, you know, if you're a Commanders fan, I am not rooting for that for you personally, but it is funny when a team takes somebody that the fan base
UCLA
does not like.
Running back Freeman McNeil.
Jets take their first round selection, quarterback, Ken O'Brien of California Davis.
Everybody said if Marino was going to be around at that time, they'd take Marino. Obviously, the Jets know something that, you know, the people up here don't.
Jets' first-round selection, fullback, Roger Vick, Texas A&M.
We want Sam, we want Sam, we want Sam.
The New York Jets select tight end from Penn State, Kyle Brady.
What did I tell you? That's gold. What a poll, David.
I remember, too. Great job, Double D. I remember, too, when they chose, this is way back, and I don't know why it stood out to me, Jeff Lagerman, linebacker out of Virginia, and nobody had heard of this guy at like 14. When was that? I got to look that up. And everyone's like, what in the world? My favorite part of that, though, is when is the last time, this is how much the NFL has changed, when you hear the New York Jets select fullback. Like, who selects a fullback now? No one. Like, it's a forgotten part of the game. When is the last time you heard, we're going to select a fullback? And the yell before the name was even announced was incredible.
1989.
Okay, God, I'm older than I thought. You know how sometimes, even though they're not in popular culture, that you have visceral moments that stand out to you?
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of my earliest memories of the draft, where I was really starting to follow football, and I was like, wow, the Jets really screwed this up. Everyone thought they were going to take someone else, and they took this no-name linebacker, and they're really upset about it. And I don't know why that stands out to me, but the Jets have done this forever.
Yeah. Okay, let's ask a question. What are the circumstances in which you can boo for your team selection? Is it a fullback? Is it if they select a kicker in any round of the draft? Is there some situation in the first round where you think the fans actually have a reason to boo?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You have reason. There are times when, you know, it's like overthinking it. When, look, you're on the 1 yard line, okay? Just hand the ball off. Don't run a fade. Don't overthink. The pick is right there in front of you. Everyone knows the pick you should make, and then guys overthink it, or they fall in love with someone at the combine or get charmed by them, whatever it is. I think fans absolutely have the right to boo any pick, and especially when you have a history like the Jets. The Jets have got yeah. Now the Jets recently have done a great job. Let's be honest. They have done a great job drafting. Mm-hmm. But historically, they have been awful. So I understand when you've been burned that many times, yeah, you got to let it out.
Right, because this is your franchise that you are running into the ground. Like, look at the Carolina Panthers. They don't even get to participate. It was musical chairs, and they're like, eh, you don't get a chair. You don't even get invited. Like, what are they even doing today? Like, do you just prepare for the second round? Like, what's the tailgate for the Panthers fans?
The Panthers fans tonight, these guys are, they're going to sit around. They're not even going to turn on the draft. They're going to sit around and they're going to pop open a can of like Beanie Weenies, and they're just going to go around talking about their favorite Panthers memories. It's going to be really, really sad. It's like, you know why I said that? Because when I was at Texas, my close friend from kindergarten went to Texas with me, and he went through a really, really rough spot. And I say this because one day I'm walking through the campus at Texas, and it's massive campus. Massive. He is in the middle of campus, and he's a country boy, and he is sitting in the middle of campus, and he's got a can of pork and beans that he has opened with a pocket knife, and he's dipping his knife into the beans and then eating them off the knife. And I was like, dude, are you okay? He's like, I'm just going through a tough time right now. I go, when is the last time you ate? Let's get you some food. He goes, okay. I go, let me take in the student union, get some food. He's like, okay. As we're walking in, I think I've told this story before. As we're walking in, some pigeons gather in front of the door. Yeah. One of the pigeons fly up. He goes, pigeon, snaps the pigeon's neck, walks in. I was like, oh, right in front of me. I was like, oh, okay, we got to get this guy off the ledge. Whatever he's going through right now, this is, he's eating off a knife and killing pigeons with his bare hands. So he's okay now. But there was a time he was not okay. He was not okay, Chels.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. Prayers for him and the pigeons.
And like, yeah, pigeons.
It took a turn.
Yeah, sorry about that. I hope Panthers fans don't go down that road. You can just stick with the Beanie Weenies without the killing of animals. Also, I need to mention this before we go to break here. It's draft day, guys. You know what that means, don't you? It means while you're waiting for your team to pick or looking for the best analysis and insight, or you're wanting information on your team's newest player, BetMGM Tonight is your destination. It's tonight as the picks are happening. They will bring you all the angles on how to bet win totals, divisional winners, and fantasy markets. Listen anywhere with the Odyssey app. And they love animals, so it's a win-win.
Oh, yes, especially pigeons. Bless their hearts. And their necks. I don't think I've ever eaten Beanie Weenies. Are those like Vienna sausages? I don't even know what those are.
I think so. I mean, they sound gross. That's one of those foods that I wouldn't eat just on principle alone. But if you're a Panthers fan, it's just reminiscing. You're going back and saying, you know what? I miss old Cam. Remember that time we went to the Super Bowl? It's just they're going to sit around and share stories because the future is pretty bleak right now in Carolina. How's Jake doing? You all right? He's a big Carolina guy.
Well, the Hornets, not great. the Panthers, not great. So at least we have NC State.
That's true. Quite a run for your Wolfpack. I'm glad you guys can hold on to that for at least. That should satiate you guys for the next couple years. We'll get back into the draft and ESPN later on. ESPN's everywhere. They don't need the promo.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.